Culture 3. Exercises 4 and 5. 1. Molly.
In my opinion, one of the most serious problems old people face is poverty. The majority of them, in fact, are quite poor. They haven't managed to save much money during their working lives, and the pension that they receive from the government is very small. Their families often haven't got enough money to support them, and some elderly people haven't even got a family. I think the only option is for the government to do something about it. It should increase the pension and make sure that all old people have enough to live on. It's also fairer because everyone would receive the same amount, no matter what their circumstances.
2. Roger.
Old people are often lonely because their children have grown up and moved away, and some of them live alone because their husband or wife has died. I think it's the duty of the people around them to look after elderly people. In my view, everyone should pay more attention to the old people living nearby. Neighbours should go and visit them every now and then, see if they're okay. Ask if there's anything they need from the shops, things like that. And they should try to involve them in local events. It's important that old people aren't marginalised. Just because they are old doesn't mean that they have lost interest in life or can't make new friends and take up new hobbies.
3. Tina.
I think the relatives should take more responsibility for elderly people. Many old people often live alone, even though their sons and daughters have got big enough houses to accommodate them. I don't think it's the government's problem. I think the relatives should do more. Younger people have usually got more money than old people, so they can afford it. And another thing, when elderly people get ill, they often end up in hospital. But they wouldn't have to go to hospital if their families looked after them at home. It would also have the benefit of saving the state a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to keep people in hospital. That's my opinion anyway.